I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. In Afghanistan, the Taliban government has shown more of its extremist side. Male government workers must now wear a full beard or risk losing their jobs. Nehemiah with FMI says this corresponds to the last time the Taliban ruled Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001.
They were also told to ensure they prayed at the correct times. And even if they don't do this, they have to face the consequences. And wear local clothing consisting of a long loose top and trouser and a hat or a turban.
The Taliban has also segregated Afghanistan's parks, not allowing men and women to mix. These rules all come down from the Taliban Ministry for the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice. The Taliban believes the strict religious rules will improve Afghanistan. Please pray for gospel opportunities and for the safety of Afghan Christians. And as many Christians have fled the Tigray region of Ethiopia as the civil war drags on, Tigray languishes in famine, and hospitals commonly run out of supplies. Eric Foley with the Voice of the Martyrs Korea tells of Pastor T, a Tigray church leader who often cares for refugees from neighboring Eritrea. He and his congregation fled to Ethiopia's capital. Nevertheless, they continue to feed hungry refugees and have planted over 10 churches in the region. As Tigray Protestants, their welcome hasn't exactly been warm.
Ethnic tensions are soaring due to this conflict in the Northeast, and these Protestant Christians of Tigray ethnicity are viewed with deep suspicion and even hatred by the majority ethnic groups, which are Muslim and Orthodox background.
Praise God for the faithfulness of these churches, and please ask Him to bring peace to Ethiopia. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice of the voiceless. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.